This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's 3:07 after the hour. It's the Wednesday, August 19th, DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Gloria. Oh, maybe there's a hurricane named Gloria.
What is going on with you?
And today, yesterday was a rough and tumble day for me, business-wise and otherwise. And I'm finding technology to be an issue with me today, and I'm not sure. Yesterday and today seem to be. However, that aside, Jennifer and Victoria, happy as always to be with the two of you. Our National Aviation Day celebrated today, an annual national observance that honors the development of aviation, first in 1939, posted by the president at that time, Franklin Roosevelt, and a proclamation. And the reason August 19th was chosen, because it was the anniversary of Orville Wright's birthday. The Wright brothers were the first ones, obviously. He was the younger of the two, and they got the first plane going. And who knows, what do you suppose they would think were they to be here now at what's happened in just this short period of time? You know, from 1919, I think, when they first took off, somewhere in there. This has been almost like 100 years, and look what we have. Yesterday I was talking
to a friend. They probably have some strong words about that Boeing MAX jet.
Right, yeah, that could be. Yeah, right. Yesterday, British Airways announced it was going to, by the way, speaking of that, was going to retire all 31. Originally, at one point in time, they had over 100 747s. And now, because they're a big global airline, and most of the other big global airlines have done the same thing with 747s. And I was thinking what a wonderfully majestic airplane it was. You know, the president has one. As a matter of fact, they're still building the new 747 for whoever the next president is. The majestic look of that plane, and how, I don't know if any of you have ever ridden
the 747.
Is that
the one with the upstairs lounge?
Yeah. It's a fabulous plane.
I remember being
plane.
A kid on one of those going over to Ireland or back and forth when we would travel to see my family. Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous, fabulous planes. And so they're going to take the 31 that are left. They were introduced into the fleet in 1994, so that's not a long time ago for those planes. Those planes are good 35, 40 years anyway, and they're going to, some of them be sold off for freight liners, and some of them will get junked. It just seems like such a terrible waste.
Why can't they replace what was the 737 MAX?
What,
is it just too expensive to operate?
Yeah, they're twice as big. Yeah, they're twice as big. Yeah. And by the way, I think the other day we were talking about the 737 MAX. You know that those, not one of them is flying yet? There's nobody.
Yeah.
They're still on
the
ground.
Would anyone knowingly get on one? That's the problem.
But you see, now I rode out to L.A. the other day on a 737-800, which was the last of the really good planes. It was nicely fitted out. It was a little small for a transcon plane, but it was comfortable, and it had been rehabbed. Those planes have been in service for 10, 12 years, and most of the airlines that have them have redone the interior, so they're a little more comfortable and up-to-date. This plane had all of the amenities. It was a good ride, but, you know, most people aren't sophisticated enough to know the difference of 737. They don't even know what kind of a plane they get on. They just get on a plane and they go to where they're going to go, although much more people are much more attention.
I have a feeling I think so.
Now,
people who are, whether you're an avid flyer or not, I think everyone's very concerned about getting on one of those when they're back in.
You sit down and you see that safety car. Remember when you had that story about the guy who sat down on the plane and looked at the safety card and it said the MAX jet because they had the wrong safety card in there? I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
People freaked out. It's just bad press. You got to do some crisis management for sure.
Speaking of freaking out, Jennifer and I are in California. Apparently, I'm going back tomorrow before the hurricane hits. Whoever heard of a hurricane in California? I see the governor.
I don't think it's actually going to. Well, the governor's declared a state of emergency for the fires. I don't know that the hurricane is going to actually hit California, but certainly it'll probably give some wind, and who knows if there'll be a little bit of moisture in there. We need some moisture, so hopefully it will bring that, because the fires are just insane. As it's, I feel like I'm a broken record because it seems like every summer we talk about this. The governor,
but it gets closer and closer to places where there are population centers.
Because they're growing. I mean, the state, where is there places not with population?
Yeah.
I mean,
my son's wife's parents have a place up in Napa, and apparently yesterday the fire was just a couple of miles from the house.
Oh. And Napa and Sonoma do not need this. They have really been hit with fires over the last couple of years, catastrophic fires. The one in Sonoma was ridiculous. It's just awful to even think about them having to go through this all again, but that's what they're having to do. California firefighters are trying to save many wineries and homes in Napa Valley. This was a fast-moving wildfire that came within literally feet of businesses. It already destroyed at least one building. There's a risk of other destruction, obviously. It's called the Hennessy Fire, and it was sparked by lightning on Monday, this kind of weird weather that we're not used to in California.
Some homeless guy set the fire.
Not this Hennessy fire. There was a guy that set the Azusa fire, which is in Southern California. There was a homeless person who was arrested for that. There are multiple fires burning in the state right now. This one that you're talking about up in Napa has already burned more than 10,000 acres and a lot of wineries, a lot of homes in its path. So firefighters are trying to build perimeters. If you look at some of the images, the fire crosses the road. You see people trying to escape, and there's just bright orange flames and embers crossing the road. It's such a scary thing when it's fast moving and it's propelled by those fast moving winds. All throughout the state, here in Southern California, where you are right now, Doug, there's a big fire burning in Lake Hughes, which is just north of LA County, in North LA County, actually, right by Palmdale, Lancaster. That one has been propelled by winds. They don't know how that one got started. There's another
up to 14.
Well, the winds from the hurricane are not going to help then, because this is a category 4 hurricane now, and it went from just a tropical storm all the way up to Cat 4. So those the residual winds that you might get are probably not going to be a good thing.
But whoever heard of a hurricane? We had hurricanes out in the Pacific in Hawaii the last couple of years that
seemed
new.
But this one isn't necessarily threatening the coast of California.
But who heard of a hurricane on the West Coast, though? Seriously.
Oh, a ton. I've been in Cabo through a couple of hurricanes.
Really?
Yeah, it usually doesn't make it further than that. Yeah. It usually kind of stalls out somewhere in Mexico. But this one, I guess they're saying it moved pretty quickly into the intensified category. And they said right now it's tied with Hurricane Douglas. It's 130 mile per hour winds. And so it tied with Hurricane Douglas as the strongest storm in the East Pacific this year so far. So I don't know. It's supposed to impact Baja California. Beyond that, I don't know if they know where it's going to go. It might go out to sea at that point.
Looking at CNN's projection, it looks like it kind of brushes the coast of Baja California and then starts to move out to sea.
You're watching CNN?
I'm watching their hurricane map. Yeah,
CNN?
Every once in a while.
Hey, if you want hurricane coverage, CNN's your place. They love a good hurricane or a plane crash.
This one sits down at 4, and then by the time it brushes the coast, it goes to 1, and then it kind of goes out and sits off the coast of California. Now, there is low pressure there, so that could be good. It is going to bring some wind, which is not. But if it does bring some cooler temperatures, that would be really helpful, because it was really hot. It was 110 in the valley yesterday. It's been very hot. And so if that can bring down the temperatures, at least that would be something good.
Brendan and I were over at Tucker's house yesterday. Brendan, my son, Tucker, my business partner and the actor, and he was in the pool with his two new children. And he said, you want to come in? And I don't have any swimming trunks. I said, well, maybe I was thinking about going in. His children are so cute. I just want to play with them in the pool. But I didn't. But sitting back there, it was hot, 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 hot. Yeah, and was it a day or two ago when the record for heat in our country and maybe in the world was set 131 degrees in Death Valley? I think that was on Monday or
Tuesday.
Highest
temp on record.
I wonder how many Republicans' temperatures went up when they found out that Colin Powell was going to back Joe Biden, and apparently he's going to be at whatever this silly convention. Last night I was with a friend for a few minutes and he had on the convention, and I'm like, who's watching this thing, and who gives a damn?
Not a lot of people. It's been pretty boring. Victoria, we were talking about this. It's definitely missing some of that enthusiasm, and that's not a comment that I make politically, it's just, I think Republicans are going to deal with the same thing next week. It's just kind of boring. And it seems almost like last night to me seemed like a bad beauty pageant where you had Chuck Schumer in front of like the Statue of Liberty going, I'm Senator Chuck Schumer from the great state of New York, and this is the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it's just,
we were
like
laughing.
So
do you know about calamari cheesy from Rhode Island? That just cracks me up.
The calamari won't quit.
The food?
Really? Calamari, I mean, apparently is like the dish of Rhode Island.
They did the state roll call, which actually I think was kind of cool because instead of just standing by their dumb poles on the convention floor, they actually were like in landmarks. But Rhode Island, apparently, calamari won't quit in Rhode Island.
How many other major Republicans have gone over to the Biden camp?
I want to ask you about, I want to tell you about Colin Powell. He has supported Democrats for the last four election cycles. So it's not a huge surprise. I think a lot of people
Obama
like to make it like a big surprise. Your other Republican supporting
chosen
is
him
John
to
Kasich.
Be the vice president, I'd have been enthusiastic. Well, not enthusiastic. I'd have been my friend is a big Democrat. Last night I was talking to him and I said, I'm not going to vote for Biden. He's looking at me. He says, what do you mean? I said, I'm not voting for Biden because of Kamala Harris. And he looked at me and his face went sort of sour. And he said, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. This is a guy who's lived in California all of his life.
Yeah, she's not super popular in the state.
No, she's not super popular anywhere that I can see. So I'm wondering what in the world, what kind of machine, her machine, she's got a machine. And that's what we got talking about, machine politics and how things have so radically changed since we were kids or since we first started to be. I was always involved in politics because I've been interested in it all my life and ran for office when I was a kid, that sort of thing, and engaged and kept myself engaged in what was going on. And to see the machine, there has always been a machine, but the machine's more powerful. Maybe that's the way. And it involves so many different things. Now they're and just, I don't know whether this is part of the machine or not, ladies. The latest on the Trump campaign in Russia is who in the Senate said it was a grave threat? Where'd that come from?
Well, this was the final report on.
Yeah,
it's the final report on Russia from the Senate Intelligence Committee, and it was kind of interesting to note. They say that Russia was trying to interfere in the election, that they were trying to take advantage of the Trump campaign.
So who doesn't know that?
Right, exactly. But it's the Senate closing their report, basically. They also said that the Trump campaign had nothing to do with Russia, that the FBI also was guilty of wrongdoing because they gave unjustified credence to that fake dossier that was created by Hillary Clinton to try to open up all of those investigations into Trump. So it's nothing necessarily new that was released in this, but it was something that needed to get done. I guess they hadn't turned in their report yet. They were still doing interviews up until now.
Victoria, what did you start to say?
Just that, I think to answer your question of who doesn't know this, I think a lot of people didn't believe that there was a connection. And the report said that the campaign manager for Trump had regular contact with the Russian intelligence officer. And that other Trump associates, were eager to have Russia's help. So I don't
well,
I think
they
a lot
said
of
that they actually
so,
took advantage so was there, of the campaign.
Was there wrongdoing or wasn't there wrongdoing? That's kind of what the bottom line of the report's supposed to say, right?
They said that Russia was trying to interfere in the election, number one.
We all know that.
They said that they were trying to take advantage of Trump campaign, but they said there was no collusion between Trump campaign officials and Russia. Paul Manafort worked for Russia and Ukraine. If you remember, that's why he's in jail, because he didn't disclose all of his ties. And so they do mention Manafort a lot, but they said he was quick to share information about the campaign, not necessarily taking Russia's help. So that was cleared. Probably the most glaring indictment was of the FBI, because they said that the FBI shouldn't have ever pursued an investigation into Trump, which led to spying, because the dossier didn't have any credibility.
I wonder if somebody else is going to come up with another report that suggests that Trump should never have been impeached either for whatever the reason. How much of our money has been wasted in the last however many years when there have been these investigations that have been ongoing. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sounds like the boss. The boss sure sounds good. Bruce Springsteen, Bob Weir, and Lucinda Williams are going to help celebrate the late Clash frontman Joe Strummer's birthday during a special live stream tribute and a charity event coming up this weekend. Well, no, it's Friday. It starts Friday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A song for Joe, celebrating the life of Joe Strummer, was organized and produced by musician bar owner Jesse Malin from New York and radio DJ Jeff Rasp and Strummer estate manager David Zonshine. Now, you're going to have to help me with this, Victoria. Doug and Victoria on the DJV program, the music portion of this hour of the program. I don't know who this guy was, Joe Strummer.
The Clash? You know the Clash.
I hope he was a drummer. No, I hope he was a guitar.
He's a singer.
He should have been a guitar. A strummer and a guitar, that'd go together
right. You know the Clash.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but I don't know the members, the names. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This was a big deal for a lot of rock and roll fans when he died. So they kind of every year they do some sort of a tribute to his life.
I mean, he died from COVID, right? Strummer.
He died in 2006.
Oh, did he?
I want to say. I don't remember when he died.
So why now? Why this coming to the surface now? If he died in 2006.
Like I said, they do something every year for him. So I think it's probably just at this time, with everyone being at home, it's nice to have a two-hour free show on Joe Strummer's website, the YouTube page.
Yeah.
They're taking donations for Save Our Stages, which is going to help, you know, independent venues, which have been just, you know, shut down completely and hit really hard. So Jesse Malin is a singer-songwriter, kind of like alt-rock. He's been around for a while and kind of a mainstay in the New York music scene.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's cool that he got Bruce into this. Bob Weir, of course, from, you know, The Dead. Lucinda Williams. It's a good lineup.
Steve Buscemi is going to be in it. It's interesting. Beto O'Rourke. What in the world? This is Albert Hammond Jr. Does anybody remember him but me?
I don't know who that is.
He's a kind of California singer. Johnny Harrison is going to be in this. Matt Dillon. Wow, there's a lot of interesting people that are in this Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, the Clash influenced so many bands. You know, U2 says all the time they wouldn't exist as a band if, had they not seen the Clash when they were kids.
Really?
You know, in high school. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. 26 at the hour in the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you now moving our way into a little Jack White music. Outside Lands, hosting a two-day virtual festival aptly named Inside Lands. It's going to be next week. Do you believe we're talking about the end of the month of August already? Okay. Live and archival performances being featured from Jack White, Gorillaz, J. Cole. The free online event came about after the Bay Area Fest was forced to cancel this year for the obvious reasons. Inside Lands will stream exclusively on Twitch starting the 28th at 4 in the afternoon. That's East Coast time. No, 4 in the afternoon Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern. The Inside Lands lineup also feature LCD sound stream, sound system rather. I don't know these.
Time, the band, it's the three sisters. Yeah, they've got a new album out. Anderson .Paak, who is, I know, one of your son's favorite artists.
Yeah.
Free Nationals, Above and Beyond. Leon Bridges, who I just love, love, love. He's going to be part of this. Cage the Elephant, they're a really big alt-rock band right now, too. So it'll be, once again, it'll be fun. Brittany Howard is fabulous. Kehlani, Beach House, great band. Sharon Van Etten. There's a lot of really very popular alt-rock, alt, you know, indie kind of artists are on this bill.
Right. All right, again, that's the 28th and 29th of August. Music, news, and info are part of the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee, picking up the official nod on night two of the party's Democratic National Convention, where Jill Biden, his wife, claimed her husband will help the country unite again.
The heart of this nation still beats with kindness and courage. That's the soul of America Joe Biden is fighting for now.
Among the many other speakers last night were former President Bill Clinton and Colin Powell, a Republican who's supporting Biden's candidacy. The lawyer for a former Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd claims Floyd overdosed on fentanyl. That's the attorney's argument as to why his client's charges should be dropped. Thomas Lane charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Lane's lawyer says Floyd swallowed the drugs during his arrest, contributing to his own death. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The World Health Organization is now encouraging people to get the flu shot, saying it may be more important than ever before. It says that's because immediately determining the difference between the flu and COVID-19 is difficult. There are an estimated billion annual flu cases around the globe each year, of which 3 to 5 million are considered severe. Though in most folks who don't have underlying health problems, it's certainly not as deadly as apparently COVID-19. Rhode Island was plugging one of its favorite foods and most popular products at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention.
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
A Rhode Island state representative there, standing next to a giant plate of calamari as he spoke those words, and then announced that while the restaurant and fishing industries in his state have been decimated by the pandemic, that famous appetizer is still available in all 50 states. And a dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South America and the Atlantic Ocean is growing, and NASA says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Station. The astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the state's data collection service to lose a couple of hours worth of data every month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back we are on the fold here for Wednesday, August the 19th on the DJV program. Doug Stefan, Jay, Jen, Jennifer Horn, V, Victoria Keelan. A lot of talk about the convention. I don't know, it is just talk because the convention itself is like watching paint dry. So I will.
Oh, we're in strange times. I think it's going to be the same for... There's more variety with the Democratic lineup and lots of music performances, that which normally we don't get to hear because the networks don't air them. But now we're actually getting a few more John Legend, Leon Bridges, Billy Porter redid Stephen Stills, Buffalo Springfield's, Stop, Look What's Going Down. It's kind of interesting. We're getting more music. I don't know what the RNC is going to do when their convention comes up. It's, they're going to be in a similar situation with no crowd. Although I think they might
tonight?
Have some crowds. I'm not sure.
Is Obama
so tonight,
out tonight?
Yeah, President Obama speaks tonight, and Kamala Harris will formally accept the nomination as vice president, as the running mate. I actually did not know that the vice president has to also officially be nominated by the delegates. I thought once the presidential nominee is in place that they get to just choose. But, yeah, so that's going to happen tonight. And I'm not sure who else is speaking. I think it's – the keynote tonight is President Obama. Last night it was – I believe it was Jill Biden. And the night before it was Michelle Obama.
Question for me. Why did AOC nominate Bernie Sanders?
That's a great question. And the interesting thing is she went on she confused a lot of people. Not she.
Right.
The process confused a lot of people. And so she went on Twitter last night and she said after she officially nominated Bernie Sanders, she was basically the second nomination for him. The first person to officially nominate Bernie was Bob King, the former president of the United Auto Workers. And so that's part of they were on the schedule to do that, to nominate Bernie. And so she went on Twitter and she said, if you were confused, no worries. Convention rules require roll call and nominations for every candidate that passes the delegate threshold. I was asked to second the nomination for Senator Sanders for roll call. I extend my deepest congratulations to Joe Biden. Let's go win in November. So that's essentially how she kind of, a lot of people were tweeting at her saying, why are you nominating Bernie? Like, what's going on? So apparently that is just part of the process.
Got it. Did you see the interview Anderson Cooper did with Mike Lindell?
I've heard about it. I didn't see it.
Of MyPillow. It was really something else. I heard somebody talking about it on one of the talk radio programs. I listen to talk radio a lot when I'm here in L.A. because it's pretty good. L.A. is a good talk radio market. So when I'm driving around, I listen. And I heard the clip of Anderson Cooper tearing into Mike Lindell, who's a big sponsor. He's a big sponsor on this program. He's a sponsor on CNN.
All radio.
Him having a cure for COVID. And Lindell looked foolish.
With a poisonous plant. And the oleander, right?
Yeah.
I think it's what's the name?
It's an extract.
Yeah.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. But Anderson Cooper's pretty damned arrogant. And these people who always want to do the gotcha, I thought he was very disrespectful.
Smart.
I thought. Yeah, but you can wear your smartness. You're smart. I'm smart, but you're not smug. I don't think I'm smug. He's smug about it. I don't know. Mike Lindell is the guy, he wrote the book about his drug addiction and how he overcame that. And he's, interested in running for the Senate. And he's always wearing his cross. You can always see that in his pictures and whatever. No matter
he's
what.
He's a heroin addict, right?
The guy pulled himself up by the bootstraps.
Hey, props to him. Anybody can kick heroin.
Exactly.
Wow, that's not easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he created an American business that has 1,500-plus employees. He creates an American product that has done very well. He's become very wealthy. He's a good example of American capitalism. Now, whether this thing works or it doesn't work, it was obvious that he was set up. Cooper's like a bully. He came across as a bully. I don't like, sometimes Sean Hannity does that as well. I don't like that. Sean and I are friends. I like him. I don't know Anderson Cooper from a hole in the wall other than seeing him on TV. But there's no excuse, in my opinion, for going after somebody like that. The tone, the arrogance, and, I'm going to put you in a corner and put you in your place, pal. How dare you do this? How the hell does Anderson Cooper know whether this stuff works or not? I don't know anything about it. And actually, even though I'm close to MyPillow because they're advertisers here, I had no idea that Lindell was out there with this, whatever this stuff is, that he says will cure
I think that's right there is the problem. It's that word. I think that's the problem.
Sure.
Networks right now, I have a friend who works for Fox News, and he's a liberal, but he works there, and a lot of other people are actually surprisingly very liberal who work there behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But You know, they started lawyering up, and almost immediately once this virus became, you know, not the hoax that they positioned it as, and they started lawyering up because they know that there were a lot of people who only watched Fox News and did not take this virus seriously, and some of them are dead. So there are a lot of family lawsuits and class action suits that are going to be, you know, heading their way. I think every network, I have a friend who works at CNN in the newsroom too, everybody is on hyper alert to make sure that no one makes any claim that isn't scientifically proven. And so when he goes on,
when you say no one makes a claim, you mean
on the air
for advertising?
No. During an interview, if you say I have the cure for COVID, it's the anchor's responsibility to make sure that's you know,
no
that
question.
He goes after him.
But the way you go after him, the tone that is set, the arrogant,
then, yeah, that's everybody's preference,
snotty
or whatever,
way
so, yeah.
That Cooper went after him. As you know, I understand people may refer to him as a snake oil salesman, maybe, but it isn't so much the words as how they are said and the disrespect that Anderson Cooper showed for this guy.
Yeah,
who
but
has
have you heard
gone.
What Mike Lindell said? I mean, Mike Lindell is
know.
A huge Trump supporter. And
oh, yeah,
so,
I know
and
yeah,
he's
yeah.
very, I mean, he's like been at the Rose Garden on TV. Like, he's
so what
he
is that?
Said horrible
that
things about CNN.
Him?
No, what I'm saying is, like, he's not an innocent party here. So CNN is going after him the way he goes after
innocent
CNN.
Innocent party. Okay, but why does that have anything to do with that? If they want to pick a fight with him, why don't they pick a fight with him about being negative regarding CNN instead of about
because
this?
I didn't see the interview, but the point of the interview was apparently for him to talk about the fact that he has
cure. The point of the interview was to give him a new A-hole. That's
well, why did he go on? He didn't have to go on.
I don't know. I think that wasn't a smart thing on his part. I wouldn't have gone on.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. There's no innocent party here. There's no. You know. There's no victim. Mike Lindell has been equally aggressive as however you perceived Anderson Cooper to be. This is just two people on opposite sides going at each other. I don't see
any... Lindell didn't sound very smart. He couldn't answer the question, but then Anderson didn't give him a chance, really, to answer the question. He kept pounding away and pounding away and pounding away at him. It was obvious what he was trying to do. And I just think that's not journalism at all. That isn't finding out the fact. That's just being a bully. That's all it is. And there are a lot of people who are on television. I think Don Lemon is the same way.
I feel like everyone does that now. If you go on Fox News and you're not the president, you know, like they just hammer away at people, and it's like, what's the point?
Well, they
of
do the same thing on CNN,
on?
MSNBC.
I'm saying all the networks. That's all they do.
So what's the point? It's not news.
Well, I don't
if you
watch,
want to
any
watch
of
a wrestling
this.
Match. Turn on WWE on Monday night and watch a wrestling match.
I don't find any of it entertaining, so I don't watch any of it. But
not at all.
To be fair, everybody does it, and it seems to be the new kind of, you know, quote-unquote journalism.
And you know what? People are sick of it. That's why more and more people
probably
are listening to this program, because we don't have a gotcha mentality.
No.
Here, we're trying to be presented.
Although, Jen and I do like to play gotcha with you sometimes.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
nice.
You know, every once in a while.
Gotcha!
We have to keep you in check.
The college openings. My daughter and I were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? Because I know she and her husband are, they're professors. So what's happening with UCLA?
Well, Megan got they had this last semester. Megan taught the summer, too. And she's done it from her bedroom. And she said she was tired.
Yeah, I bet.
Doing it from her bedroom. So she went to the department head and said, why don't I do this from my office at school? And apparently nobody else has asked that question. But he said, sure, why not? It's what the office is for. You're going to be by yourself and not going to be a lot of people around. But one of the things that came out of the conversation was the number I said to her, because I've heard this from other people, other families I know, who had their sons and daughters lined up to go to college, and they aren't going, so they want a tuition rebate. If they're not going to have the experience of going to school and the things that are all about going to school, then how about we have and I think this is true for the American taxpayer as well. I think all these teachers, many of them have been credited, and many of them have been discredited because of the amount of time or lack of time that's been spent trying to get students to learn something. As far as I can see, talking to a number of people who have children that are that age, and you may have friends who are married that have children that age, Victoria, who say they didn't get anything. out of school. Once you get into April and May and June, nothing. And so now we have this repeat performance of things, although I think that I see a lot of places, not here in California, but around where I am in Massachusetts, opening up schools, governments encouraging them to do some kind of a one day in, one day out.
I think Harvard
is closed. I'm talking about a public school. Now, I don't want to confuse the issue.
Oh, okay.
Public
Sorry, I thought we were on college. Okay.
Needs to, well, we are on college to a point as to whether or not it's a good idea to expect the colleges to send back tuition. Because these,
a lot of kids are doing a deferment. Yeah, a lot of kids are doing a deferment, so they're just going to say, all right, I'm not going to do anything this year. I'll just start next year when we can be back in person. My cousin was scheduled to start as a freshman in September, or actually probably right around now because colleges start early. She was supposed to be a freshman at American University in Washington, D.C., and they did all remote learning, so now she's stuck at home in her bedroom doing her classes. She didn't want to give up any more time. She didn't want to take a deferment. But they did credit her parents with room and board was returned, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that part of the tuition they still had to pay, but the room and board was refunded.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be some metering here. I got a kick out of my daughter who's very frustrated because she loves teaching and loves to be in school and loves to be in class. And many of her older colleagues have said, basically said to her, don't make so much noise. You know, this is a good thing. We're getting paid for doing nothing.
Lovely.
Which infuriates my daughter even more. And so the clip of the day here on the DJB program, there's a report that shows home improvement store sales are up. People are completing projects while they're stuck at home. That's one of the clips of the day that you can hear the conversation every day. There are tons of clips there. Kind of fun to listen to the bits and pieces, the snippets. You get a pretty good idea about what we're all about if you're new to the program by listening to the clip of the day. There's another one that focuses on the kickoff of the Democratic Convention this week. And the question comes up, is it possible to achieve the same level of excitement? And the answer, of course, is no. It's not, but you can listen.
Not without the huge crowds, I think it's tough. Yeah.
Right.
For both parties,
you can listen to that.
Different.
And the DJB show in its entirety. I was talking to somebody yesterday who wants to know how you can listen to the program. Just go to Doug Steffen. You don't have to do that. Just go to DJVshow.com, and it's on TuneIn. You listen to it all day, every day. That's DJVshow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You've got a small business, and it's time to build your presence online. So where to start? GoDaddy is the world's largest website creator and domain registrar, and they've got everything you need. GoDaddy's Anne Aragon fills this in.
GoDaddy is a great place to come and build your online presence. So you start with a domain, but a domain is really just the space you're reserving on the Internet to do something with. So it might be a future idea. It might be, you know, something that, again, you're investing in different domain names that you think might be popular down the road. But the biggest use case scenario would be for someone that is actually coming in to build their business presence online. And so with GoDaddy, you can come in and get your domain, but you also get your website. And we've got a lot of different flavors of website builders depending on what your needs are. But these would be, you know, things that you can use to put yourself online, market your business, and communicate with your customers.
Check it out at GoDaddy.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Another listening note, if you're interested in how to grow your food at home, the American Family Farmer podcast has that information for you, a weekly program that I do about food, farm, and family. Check it out at the site is American Family Farmer Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's got to be a morning. Oh, come on. Don't tell me we're going to talk about the Poseidon Adventure again. Gilly, 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 gilly. All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie manager. If you've been listening to us for any length of time, Victoria, Jennifer, and me on the DJV program, or even before that when Chuck was around with me as we did the Good Day Show, his favorite movie of all time is The Poseidon Adventure, which he's seen 39 times. How many times have you seen The Poseidon Adventure?
About 300.
300 times?
Probably,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. So I was just talking to Victoria off the air about who was in it because she's never seen it. And I said, well, it was Gene Hackman got a good start on that. I think that was one of the original big bills of fare for him. And Leslie Nielsen, we were talking off the air about
the
guys from Canada. He was the captain when he was playing more serious roles, that kind of stuff. So anyway, why are we celebrating?
Because yesterday I was going through this day in film, and I noticed that Shelley Winters was born August 18th, 1920, and I thought of her role as Belle Rose in the Poseidon Adventure. And I remember back in the day when she did that head first swimming dive to save Gene Hackman's Reverend Scott character. That literally brought down the house. And, you know, Shelley Winters had 161 acting credits. She won two Oscars, the first for Diary of Anne Frank back in 1959. Yeah. But a lot of people remember her fondly for her role in The Poseidon Adventure because she was so good in that movie. So
But she was, Chucker, she was a serious big-time actress. I mean, the fact that she appeared in The Poseidon Adventure.
Where did Eugene go to?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Right. And here's the thing. When she was offered the, when she was offered the role in the Poseidon Adventure, she had a game. She was 55 years old, and she had to put weight on for the role. She put 25 pounds on.
Right.
And it was, it wasn't a glamorous look in the film. And she was fantastic. Her husband in the film was Jack Albertson, and he was awesome also. And the interesting part, in 1972, a lot of people started to watch TV, and they were nervous. People were starting to go away from movies. And this is one of the big spectacle movies that brought people back into theaters. It played for like 2 years minimum in theaters. It was a huge hit. It was produced for $5 million. It did $100 million at the box office over a couple of years, and it was not a young cast, and it brought all demographics to the I was going to say multiplexes, but there were no multiplexes in 72, all single screen movie theaters. So Shelley Winters, born.
I'm thinking Victoria Stain herself, who's Jack Albertson. That sort of is a, I don't know, but you're closer to her generation than you are to mine.
Well, he played Charlie's father in Willy Wonka. Played the Grandpa Joe in Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
He was one of those.
Wait,
really
which one?
Great...
The original one or the Johnny Depp one?
The original.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
71, yeah.
But he was one of those guys, another one of those character, the hundreds of character actors that everybody knows they by looking at him. But
and Doug will remember this. He did a very popular sitcom in the 70s. Doug, what was it called?
I don't remember that.
Chico and the Man.
Oh, that's right too. That was very popular. Yeah,
it was
exactly. All right, so Kevin Hart.
Friday nights before or after Sanford and Son. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Kevin Hart thought it was necessary for him to defend Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not sure why. The more you learn about Ellen DeGeneres,
she stuck up for him.
Really?
When he was basically, canceled and got fired from hosting the Oscars, she stood up for him and said he was a good person and that he had made some homophobic comments in the past, but that he had, had grown and matured. So she stood up for him, and he's standing up for her.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, I got a question for you, because I don't like, I'm not behind the scenes, so I hate going after people that I don't know the whole story. But you tell me how Ellen DeGeneres' life will play out in the next half a year.
How it will play out? I haven't the slightest idea.
I think will she come back? Well, what will happen here, you think?
The show is coming back September 9th, so we know that. The real question is she going to address it with the audience right away? And I think she has to. The whole show is in crisis. Her brand is in crisis.
Yeah, her brand. She has a lot of splaining to do, as they say. As does Cuba Gooding Jr. now has been accused of raping somebody in 2013. Did you see that, Chucker?
I heard it. I saw a little bit about that, yeah.
He's been such a mess ever since Jerry Maguire after that, really. He's constantly being filmed, falling down drunk in public. He's got a lot of issues. I don't know if these allegations are true or not, but he's got to get his life together.
This woman wants a jury trial. So, anyway, listen, you can't run away from your past. That's something. But it's too bad because he was, maybe still is, a good actor. He played O.J. It's just a shame. All this stuff is just a shame. Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry here on...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.